This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And yes, I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me here at The Real Side. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion things that you can do there on the website. I want you to sign up for the email. Every week I send you out an email, okay? I don't inundate you with emails. I simply just want you to head up there. I send you an email, tell you what kind of topics we're going to be discussing, what we're going to be doing, and that kind of thing. You don't have to pay attention to them. You can chuck them, you can get rid of them, you don't have to deal with them at all. It really is that simple. And anyway, I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. So, I can't even pronounce this guy's name. Seriously, I can't. And I don't want to, I don't want to pronounce this guy's name. I don't like him. Now, I know that that he was exercising his freedom of speech.
Yeah.
And I almost hate saying that. It's such an irritant to me because I'm a freedom of speech kind of freak, right? We all are, aren't we? If you're listening to this show and you like it, then you're obviously a freedom of speech freak. And I mean that in a positive way. So the love it. Anyway, so the football player. Come on, somebody help me out with this guy's name. Can somebody phonetically spell this thing for me? Right? All right. Where's that article? I just had it up on the screen. So everybody's talking about how, you know, should he be punished? Should he be punished? The mere fact that he wanted to sit down, that he didn't, that there are people with religious beliefs on a regular basis that will sit down for the Pledge of Allegiance. All right? Or they'll even stand up, but they won't recite it. They won't say it. But this guy here, he couldn't only just keep his mouth shut. He had a talk. This guy that's making millions of dollars had to talk about how oppressive this country was. Now, I don't know if in his statement if he specifically said oppressive toward blacks, but I know in subsequent interviews he's been talking about how the people that are supposed, you know, supposed to be the land of the free, the home of the brave, it's supposed to be the equality for everybody. Well, it's not very equal for everybody. And he goes down, you know, the line of what's going on in the different communities and what have you. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, are you serious? You're making $19 million a year. You're a black man that's making $19 million in a year, and you're not the exception. Look at, oh, we talked about Tyler Perry tonight. Right? Over 70% of the NFL are black players. How much money did they get paid? Oh, come on. Help me out here. How much money did they get paid? Right? So this is becoming a little bit of an irritant. Because every time something goes sideways or goes wrong or somebody feels like they're entitled or have a right, it's a problem. Because they're not using reality, and they're taking the little bit that they've been taught, and they're trying to use that, I don't know, I don't want to say against us, right? Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host, but I want to get through some of this with you. And I don't want to do it for the whole hour. Right now, you guys, if you don't know this story, then I don't know what rock you've been sleeping under all day. The San Francisco 49er quarterback, you know, they say he exercises his right to free speech. Now, the far left loves it. They're pushing him big time. Stay with it. We're behind you. Yeah, we're on your side. You see, Colin's a product of that oppressive society where Whitey doesn't care about the African-American. And all that befalls the black community in this country can directly be attributed to a white person. Don't you know that? You've heard me and our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, talk about that all the time. Now, just ask those on the far left. They'll tell you it's all our fault. Now, because of how whites treat blacks or African Americans, Colin's dad left his mom, who was 19 and pregnant. Why? Probably because he was mad, afraid of Whitey, and afraid of bringing up a child in this oppressive country. Don't you think? It was a miracle that Colin was ever even born, considering the majority of babies aborted in this country are minorities, are African Americans, are black babies who are targeted by Planned Parenthood. Go look at where most of places are, right? Right, most of their places are in the inner city. Tell me that's not true. Come on. Show me a chart that says that Joe Messina's wrong. Well, it doesn't have to say Joe Messina's wrong, but it shows you that they're in rural communities. Okay? You'd have to make it up. Because it doesn't exist. We'll talk about more of this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there. Getting involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, again, I want to thank some of you who've made comment. And the only reason I keep saying this is because I want you to know that I pay attention. I really do pay attention to what you're saying and the emails that you send me. I hope the video is much clearer. It better be clearer for how much time I spent on it and what have you. And I know that some of you do really appreciate that. And I appreciate you for reaching out to me. Again, I want your email address. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, give me your email. I send out one email a week. One lousy, and you can just send me to the dumpster. I don't really care as long as I got your email address. But I'm just telling you who's going to be on the show and that kind of thing. So anyway, we're talking about the football player, the 49er, who decided, now again, I have no problem with him exercising his freedom of speech. What I have a problem with
is him calling the country that he makes $19 million a year. He couldn't do a third of what he did in any other country on the face of this planet. However, we're oppressive. Nate from Southern California is on the line with me. And Nate, I'm sure, has much to say about this young football player. Nate, where am I off? Am I off with this guy or not?
You in high def, Joe? You get your cameras fixed?
Yeah, there you go. I got the sound fixed. I got the camera fixed. Yeah, now you can actually read the sign behind me. Although you shouldn't be reading the sign behind me. You should be listening and paying attention. It's radio. Go ahead.
Yes, for Colin Kaepernick. I told everybody this guy was a bum. I don't know why anybody just didn't listen to me, you know, 2-3 years ago. He just proves it over and over again that he was... But he's just worthless. He's, you know, he's not even a good football player. Honestly, he's Jay Glazer.
Wait a minute. He gets $19 million bucks a year. You're telling me he's not a good player? What are they paying him for?
Yeah, well, that's overblown. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
His contract is based on performance, so he basically has to be making it to the Pro Bowl every year. He has to be blowing it up in order to get all that money. That's the way they structured his deal.
Okay.
So he wanted the headline of, oh, my contract is for, you know, $100-something million, but, you know, he's got to earn it. It wasn't guaranteed.
Okay.
So basically they give him a signing bonus, hey, we're going to give you so many million, and then every year he got paid based on, you know, certain matrix. So he could make $19 million. Doesn't mean he will. He didn't make it last year, I don't believe.
Yeah.
I could be wrong about that, but he sucked last year.
Well, he is definitely okay. So, but what about this whole thing with this oppression thing? You know, I mean, why do we allow football players to do this? Should they do they get a microphone? We seem to think in this country because somebody makes a lot of money and they're a pro sports player or they're in the entertainment world, we should have to. Oh my God, listen to what he's saying. I mean, the guy's a freak, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think here's the problem with that I have with Colin Kaepernick and this movement. He's been in the league now for 6 years, and he stood for the Pledge of Allegiance the previous 5 years without any problem. Did something magically happen in the last year?
I hear he got a girlfriend.
He did get a girlfriend. He did, and she's a prominent Black Lives Matter activist, you know. You would think if this is so passionate for him and he has all this money, because his expected wealth is worth is over $100 million. Guess how much money he's given to Black Lives Matter or any other African American based charity?
You mean to help other young black men make it in this country? I don't know, 7.5 cents.
Right.
7.5 cents, maybe. Seriously.
That's too much. He gave zero. He's given zero money for this cause that he apparently is so enamored with that he has to disrespect the entire country.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a joke. The thing is it's popular to do this.
But then why do we give so much?
The liberals, right?
Yeah, but why do we give so much credit to you know, these football players and that kind of stuff? I mean, these guys to me. They're just like you and I. I mean, all right, they get paid a heck of a lot more. I get all of that. But why do we give them any credence at all? Why do we give them any credit with this stuff at all?
Well, I don't know why, you know, a football player or an actor or, you know, I think Evan touched on it on his show we watched on Saturday. You know, why do we care what Alec Baldwin thinks about anything? You know, he's an actor. He lies for a living.
Yep.
He goes into fakes and he acts. Which, you know, I don't dislike actors. I like actors as much as things, but do your job. Your job is to act, not tell me what to think.
Yep.
You know, and the same thing with football. Your job is to score points and entertain us on Sunday and our Thursday nights. You know, it's not to, you know, tell me, make me not like my country.
Right.
You know, because, you know, the thing is we're so blessed as a country that we can do these sort of things.
Now,
I mean, we all get. I mean, even getting just upset at Colin Kaepernick. I mean, that's a privilege. I mean, you go to countries and they're not worried about silly stuff like this.
No.
They're worried about, you know, like, is their village going to be raided?
Yeah.
You know, by some drug lords or not drug lords, warlords, or, you know, where are we going to get our next meal?
Yep.
You know, And we're over here, like, complaining because the dude didn't stand up. So, you know, be thankful that this is the worst thing that we can talk about right now.
I see. I think what people get irritated about, what some of these people are mad about, is the fact that, you know, here's a guy on American soil. He could not have done this anywhere else in the country. I mean, on the planet. There's nowhere would he would have got these kind of privileges. And yet he's screaming that we're oppressing people like him, that we're keeping people like him down. I mean, and there's a certain group that buys into this kind of conversation.
Maybe he's upset that Clay Matthews is attacking him so much.
And somebody just asked a question, is you think he's trying to get out of or get off the team?
Well, that's actually the rumor. Not that he's trying to get off, but that he's going to get cut. So, you know, I think a lot of these guys, I mean, he's from Generation Pemberton. I mean, Johnny Manziel the same way. You know, he's like, I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to go to Vegas. I'm going to, you know, and the thing is like, your property when you're a player. Like, I know everybody, that sounds bad, but you are. Like, you can't go and play for another team. You're under contract.
They own you. That's true.
You know, they essentially do own you. So they have stipulations in a lot of these contracts. These guys can't, you know, own a motorcycle or go skydiving or, you know, do dangerous activities.
Right.
Or they're in violation of the contract. I mean, you know, so now they're going to start having to put, you know, you have to stand to the Pledge of Allegiance. So.
I don't care anymore. I find these guys, when it comes to sports, you and I have talked about this stuff before. I'm not interested in them. They make a whole bunch of money, and I'm supposed to really care about what goes on in their lives and with them. I mean, a guy like this who doesn't give 5 cents back to the community could care less. And again, I don't care. Anyway, I gotta go. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate your time with me.
All right.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. All right. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
Pleasure to have you on board with me. I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me, working with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And yes, be involved in the conversation. You know, I don't even know. I get so irritated with people. Because you could, if you just would pay attention to what's going on around you, you wouldn't need shows like mine. You wouldn't need people like me trying to help you, trying to teach you. You could do it on your own. Do you know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be, truly want to be involved in the conversation. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and getting engaged, getting involved. We were talking about this. Can I call him a young man or an idiot? You choose. Now I can't pronounce his name. I mean, you guys know, if you've been listening for any length of time, you know how I am with names. Unless your name is John Smith or something along those lines, I'm pretty much toast. And it's funny because, you know, I have an Italian family and they got some really interesting names, and that with us. So this guy was calling the country oppressive. And I'm sure you've heard all this stuff all day long. I get it. But here's the deal. He couldn't be where he is today. There's no way in God's creation he could be where he is today if we were truly as oppressive as he says we are. Right? I mean, again, thank God his mom gave him up for adoption. And I don't mean that because his mom was bad or whatever, but she could have aborted him. Because that's what Planned Parenthood does. In the poor sections of town, they push them to abort their children because there's no way they're going to be able to feed them or house them or clothe them or anything else. And abortion, that's terrible. You don't give away your baby. No, let's kill it instead. Think about this. I haven't said this for a while, but you want to know why we have Trump and Hillary as our choices? Because we have a society that says abortion is much more righteous, much better, than adoption. Why would you give away your child? You'll wonder for the rest of your life what happened to that child, as opposed to being heartbroken for the rest of your life over what you did. Anyway, so thank God she had the horse sense to give him up for adoption as opposed to having him killed. Now, I'm sure she probably hoped he would be adopted by a nice, solid African-American family and was horrified to find out. I mean, her disappointment must have been off the scales when she found out a rich white guy, or a rich white family, excuse me, adopted him so they could bring him up in an oppressive society, in an oppressive world, in their oppressive house. Right, think about it. This kid went to air-conditioned schools. He was given pencils and books, and that's nice. You know, pencils and books, comfy room to sit in. He attended a school where they were safe. They had security guards. They had people there that would keep him safe. And, you know, he probably went to schools that allowed him to have meals there on campus, clean drinking water. Just sounds like a real oppressive situation to be in, don't you think? You know, Colin was able to pursue his dreams because the men and women of all colors. You know, he says he understands what that flag stands for. I don't believe he does. Because men and women from all colors, all walks of life, all sizes, shapes, or what have you, have died under that flag so that you could be a jackwagon. So you could have your freedom of speech. And so you could cash your, you know, $16 to $19 million a year in this oppressive country for the oppressive boss that you work for. You know, go to North Korea, Venezuela, any one of those countries, and start screaming from the rooftops how oppressive the country is, right? Go down and play pro ball in Cuba. How much do you think they pay you down there for that? Right? You'd probably be in team housing. Right? Come on. These guys, we are so spoiled in this country with the freedoms that we have. We don't know what it's like not to have them. Now, somebody says, or there's rumor going around that you converted to Islam. Your girlfriend's Muslim, although she is definitely a different kind of Muslim. If you've seen the pictures and you hear her speech, she's a different kind of Muslim. Now, if you're going to tell us you're not allowed to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, that would be confusing to me because I have friends that are Muslims. They stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. They recite the Pledge of Allegiance. So there must be a different kind of Islam, or either that or you're practicing jerkism or something along those lines. You're playing an industry with some of the highest paid, I call you entertainers. I realize some of you have real talent, but some of the highest paid entertainers in the world. And I don't know how you call this oppressive. What they're really oppressive towards is Asians, Hispanics, whites. You guys know the NFL is about 70%, 68 and change. Almost 70% African-American. Now, if I use our buddy, what's his name? Sharpton, Al Sharpton. If I use Al Sharpton's logic, right? Since there aren't many blacks, he says, since there aren't many blacks in the boardroom of these major American companies, he says that makes them racist because they refuse to hire more blacks, which is not the truth. The only thing they're racist about is the only color they want is green. When you're in a boardroom of a major company in this country, the only way that you get to stay there has nothing to do with color. It has to do with the decisions you make and how much money you're making for the country, a company. Now, the NBA, they're almost 75% black. Where is Sharpton screaming for equality here? Shouldn't that be fixed? Don't you think? I'm sure that oppressive white family that stole you from the adoption agency didn't allow a black family to adopt you. They must have stepped in because I'm sure there were black families beating down the doors to get to you. Then they sent you to oppressive schools in areas that hated blacks and then forced you to go to a college where you got picked up by the major big oppressive leagues. You think your family's proud of you today? They're probably proud that you spoke your mind. I just don't believe. No matter how much money they have, I just don't believe they're happy with the way you called out America on something that isn't true. Now, you've proven my point that I make on the show on a regular basis. Right? You socialist progressive lefties who scream foul. You're often the recipients of all the good things this country has to offer. You take advantage of pretty much every program, everything this country has to offer, and we're oppressive. And I could agree with you there. By allowing some, I'm not talking about a specific color or type or anything else, but allowing some to stay on welfare and government aid and government assistance for so long, we are oppressive in that light. We need to force people to go to school. We need to force them to learn something. We need to force them to take something that they can love and enjoy and get back into the workforce. That's what we need to do. You want to be on welfare? You want to be on some of these programs? You got the ability to work? Put you to work for the government. I know that sends the unions crazy, but should be. You should pay us back in some way, shape, manner, or form. You shouldn't be allowed just to sit there on your behind and do whatever you darn well please. That just ain't right in so many ways. Now, some of you know, I'll get to that later. You've been hearing about Hillary's bout with her email server and how that she... Yes, I know. I'm being a little too general there. But she was talking about... they're talking about the way that the server was wiped at the professional level. At such a level to where the government can't even get the information back, or may not. They had to actually go and find the emails of everybody that she might have somehow been involved with and look up the emails that way. Now, the NSA says they have them. Why we haven't asked them for them yet, I don't know. There has to be a request made, which is just beyond me. Floors me. So, the attorneys have said they haven't read every email, even though she said they did. They said they haven't. Talk a little bit more about this inside the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We were, I'm about done with him. You know, I mean, seriously. I don't even know why I gave him this much time, but it's just an irritant to have somebody who thinks that they've been wronged in some way, shape, manner, or form. Right? I mean, seriously. When in reality, they couldn't even get where they're at now today, at this time in their life. Anyhow. All right, so the FBI admitted that Clinton used software designed to prevent recovery and hide traces of deleted emails. The FBI said that. The Bleachbit is intended to help users delete files in a way to prevent recovery and hide traces of files deleted. And everything she said up to that point was a lie. I mean, when she said that her attorneys went through them one by one, the attorneys admitted to the FBI they didn't go through them one by one. This is why I say to you, there's something wrong. Now, I have friends on the left. I worry about this stuff, but there's something wrong when your friends on the left say she did nothing wrong. She didn't lie. Who were they listening to? Just her? And I don't believe they can't get it back. You know, we keep hearing about how the FBI doesn't have tools to do this, tools to do that. These guys get data off of hard drives that are fractured, for God's sakes. So don't tell me they have absolutely no way to get the stuff back. They're using something called BleachBit to clean it, and then they said you don't use BleachBit for yoga emails, right? You don't go spend $5,000 on a software product that does a better than government wipe on a hard drive, right? Because you don't want people to see your emails about the yoga, your yoga classes, or your daughter's wedding, you know, or your mother's whatever. When you go out of your way to use BleachBit, you are going out of your way to make sure that you get rid of all traces. There's no way to get to the information that somebody else is looking for. And time after time after time, she has lied and lied and lied about what, where, how, and why. Here, let's see if we can pull Gowdy on.
She says it's smoke, but fire here. Your thoughts?
No, it's arson. It's pyromania. It's not smoke.
I love that. It's arson. It's arson. It's pyromania.
Smoke. Even listening to her talk about the Clinton Foundation, I couldn't help but go back and remember the press conference she gave on her emails, Martha, where every single thing she said proved to be false. That's the interesting thing about credibility and belief. In one compartment, when you are a habitual serial liar in this facet of life, it tends to make people not believe you in other facets of life. So when she's talking about the Clinton Foundation saying there's no classified information, I only use one device.
He must be lying. Because why would she say that? Why would she lie? I don't get it.
I did it for convenience. Were proven to be false.
Yeah. Well, one of the big questions here, she said she separated out the personal emails. But one thing we don't have a definitive answer to is whether or not she considered foundation business to be personal. So did she dump all of the foundation?
You're never going to get that information from her. She's not going to tell you the truth. Give it up. You know, I mean, seriously. And the other thing about this I love is, did you hear that somebody may have naked pictures of her? Right? Bill doesn't even want to see naked pictures of her. I mean, come on, give us some thought here. Why? First of all, why does it matter? Do we really on the right want to stoop that low? Do we want to bring ourselves down to that level? Because I don't. That's just crazy. All right. So I started to before, and I never got through to the story, which was the KKK story, on how we make a big deal out of the fact that, is his name David Duke with the KKK? He was someone that either endorsed or supported or talked favorably about Trump. And, oh, my God, how could that be? You know, you can't trust a guy like that. You can't. Does anybody remember this? Well, you can't remember this because you can't hear it, can you? Let me see. Let's try this again. Here we go.
Today, our country has lost a true American original, my friend and mentor, Robert C. Byrd.
My friend and mentor, Robert C. Byrd.
Senator Byrd was a man of surpassing eloquence and nobility, and I will remember him for many things.
He was a KKK leader? I'm just guessing here.
It is almost impossible to imagine.
You know, here, let me let her play that out for a second.
United States Senate without Robert Byrd.
He was almost 30 years old when he said this. I shall never fight in the armed forces with a Negro. Rather, I should die 1,000 times and see Old Glory trampled in the dirt, never to rise again, than to see this beloved land of ours become degraded by race mongrels. A throwback to the blackest specimen from the wilds. He's her mentor. Hello?
He was not just its longest serving member. He was its heart, its soul, and its historian.
Remember, this guy was Hillary Clinton's mentor and friend.
From my first day in the Senate, I sought out his guidance, and he was always generous with his time and his wisdom. I admired his tireless advocacy for...
I don't know if you guys know this. Well, frankly, even if you care. I mean, you may not even care about this. You do know that he recruited 150, not five. He recruited 150 of his friends to be associated to create a new chapter of the Klan in West Virginia. Was he aware? Did you know that? I don't know.
His West Virginia constituents, his fierce defense of the Constitution and the traditions of the Senate, and his passion for a government that improves the...
Byrd was unanimously elected as the top officer, Exalted Cyclops. Where do they get these names? In a local Klan unit. He, again, remember, the Klansman was Hillary's friend and mentor.
The lives of the people it serves. As Secretary of State, I continue to rely on his advice and counsel.
Now, Byrd was still a segregationist, yeah, up until the age he was 50. Right? I mean, do you really need? I don't know, what more do you need? Come on, honestly. What's it going to take? Why isn't it fair for both sides?
Robert C. Byrd led by the power of his example, and he made all of us who had the honor of serving as his colleagues better public servants.
One of Byrd's most famous comments was, "The Klan is needed today as never before." He said, "I'm anxious to see its rebirth here in West Virginia and in every state in the nation." Again, a quote from Hillary's mentor and friend.
And better citizens. Robert C. Byrd left such a legacy.
What do you think? So let me see how this works. If you're a Republican and somebody you don't want gives you the endorsement, or their endorsement, or talks about you, then you're terrible. You're a terrible person. But when you're a Democrat, and you just keep talking about the virtues of one of the most notorious KKK leaders, that's okay. That seems to be fine. Tell me that they don't, they're so used to lying and stealing that they don't know what else to do with themselves. That it's okay. It's part of their makeup. I don't know any way to do it, because here's the deal. If you're a Dem and you're waving, you're rattling your sword because Trump had a KKK guy endorse him, and this, you're okay with this, you're either ignorant as heck, or you're dishonest. If you're dishonest, I don't want you as a friend. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with us. This is a very, very important election, people. I know some of you don't want any part of Trump, but I keep saying it. Write it down on a piece of paper. What will Hillary bring to the table? And don't say we're guessing. We know what she'll bring to the table. There is no question about what that woman will bring to the table. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, have a great rest of the day. Be safe, and come on back tomorrow. We're here all week. I want you here with me.